you know. So,
Who were some of your favorite singers?
I contributed to a little bit of everything. I contributed to largely to the people that have accepted me, and then the disc jockeys and the good handling that I've had, the management and everything.
Getting back to religious songs, if you could put an album out, say an extended play, what songs would you put on it? I mean, have you ever considered any of them? Some of the ones you maybe know?
Are you talking about religious?
Religious songs, yes.
Oh, I know practically every religious song that's ever been written.
Is that right?
Yes.
What do you think of Pat Boone?
I think he's undoubtedly the finest voice out now.
Get up. These not wasting, swallow by these. I stay these. I stay get up. These not wasting, swallow by these. I stay these. I see foot. What's that? Can't tell. That hell tweet. Shot in hell. These space shadow tweet. Show me something I ain't seen before. I'm mystery hunter. That door juice up. Electric juke the fuck. With the signs so far in the house. Killing them no go. One joint. I stay naughty, I see footage, I see footage, I stay naughty, 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 I see footage. Everybody's known where you think you're going and going nowhere. Saddle up, handle that, get on that part. Who cops his life, who takes what's left, who's stuck on that neck. Stay naughty, simulation overload with a camera in. This is tied by the man, some mousy shit. I've seen it, updated, and deleted, feels like jam. Naughty, I'm alone in the clay, John, and don't sleep, surveillance, cross my bed.
Fast was hard to grasp. What even happened? You seen that hair blow? Watch his shoulders in slow-mo. Rewind that, it's so cold. Rewind that, it's so cold. Boy, I see footage, I stay noise. You shiver so much, boy, real looseness. Seem like no bones in him skin. Noise, watch all hit the floor like this real floor. Y'all see that one more kid. I stay listening and went over. Pedestrian in Brazil. Little tiger, boy soldier. Twist the cap back and kill. Noise, crazy shit, man, crazy shit. See crazy shit, man, crazy shit.
Hello, hello. We are back. This is Word on the Street at CITR. This is 101.9 FM on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Right after Nerd War, the Human Serviettes show. And we're back. Aileen's here again.
Hello.
Zubin's here.
What's up?
No Jonah. Jonah, where are you?
Shout out to Ghost Jonah.
Ghost Jonah, yes. We miss you. Aiden is going to make a return today if he can. Friend of the show. Always comes through when he can. And I started off the show today with a Death Grips track. You just missed it, Zubin. I just played I've Seen Footage from the Money Store because Year of the Snitch is now out. Haven't had a chance to listen yet. Death Grips' new album, so check that out. And now we're just going to talk a bit about the various spew of Kanye-produced albums and such for a bit. So, first of all, Zubin, what was your favorite one?
Definitely Kitsy Ghost.
Kitsy Ghost?
For sure. For sure. That's my, like, 10 out of 10 project out of those projects.
So you agree with A. Fantano about the 10?
Well, I love my mom and head.
How about you?
I like Ye. Love Ye. It's good. I can't stop listening to it.
And any expectations coming with Kanye? Do you think he's going to come here? What do you think's next from him?
Hopefully he chills out a bit.
Yeah. And we were just talking about the Nas album a bit, Nasir. What do you think about that one?
I think it's pretty well done. I don't know, maybe because I was more personally just like felt so good about the Kitsy Ghost album, and like to me it didn't feel as great as that album. So then like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've still like fully wrapped my head around it.
Why for you is Kitsy Ghost so
I don't know, like it's good. I like the formats of these shorter albums where it's like quality over quantity. Like it's good. The production's good. The like combination of Kanye and Cudi was well done.
Oh, it's always been good.
Yeah, like
yeah.
There's I don't know, yeah, I didn't have any complaints about it. Some good samples in there.
Yeah, I heard
Kurt Cobain like
yeah, that's an interesting
Cudi montage. Yeah. I mean, very Kanye.
Yeah, I heard what Kanye did to get his samples is he went to a record store and he bought
truckloads.
A thousand records.
Yeah, something. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, I heard. I saw an interview with Pusha T.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Breakfast Club or something. Where he was talking about yeah, like Kanye's process, where it's just like truckloads of records come in and they're in like very expensive resort in like Wyoming.
Yeah.
And that's just how it gets done.
Yeah, that was unfathomable to me. Just because I can't even think of that many records. Yeah. And then he just sifts through them. And then he's like, oh, I like this sample. I'm going to use this. Because you can really hear the samples on these records. A lot of older sounding stuff. But it works very well.
100%.
Yeah, like I think it's Louis Prima.
Yeah.
This is a guy which I like looked up afterwards on Spotify. It was interesting name to see.
Yeah, I think he's very good at using samples for hooks and stuff like that. Like on Comeback Baby on Daytona with Pusha T. And he's good at transitioning like these very hard bars from Nas and Pusha T and himself and contrasting it with these hooks that keep you locked on, but then it just is very smooth. And yeah, I think Kanye honestly should be in conversation more for like greatest rap artist, but also just he is up there with other artists too. Because I think his discography, for me, there's not many spots where I would say, oh, I don't want to listen to this, I don't like this album. And then he's already been producing for a long time and he's just further pushed and proved that he can produce this well.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm just glad after all the, like,
antics.
Controversy. Yeah, I was going to say shit talking, but then I was something. But, like, yeah, after all that, like, he still made some good music. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess as a somewhat fan of Kanye, it's like, I guess I kind of, like, already separated the whatever reputation he has from the music that I enjoy. As long as he doesn't do more egregious things, I think I can continue doing that.
You have anything else to say?
Well, when we first listened, because we listened to the Could See Ghost album together when it first came out, right? That was in Saturn. And I think with the people that we listened to, we just got kind of caught off guard, and I think the album itself I had to let it grow on me a little bit, because first impression was a bit like, what is this? After listening to it a couple of times, it's really not bad. Yeah,
I think when you just mentioned the format of having a short album, no filler, is such a nice change compared to those playlist type.
Shut up, Migos.
Exactly. Those playlist type albums where there's so much filler and you have to look through it and listen to find the good ones. And it's, why would you try to do that? Because they're clearly just trying to get more streams than actual appreciation for their art. And that's not the point of.
And like, it's way easier to like listen to the full album in like a sitting. So it's kind of like a different feeling than like listening to other albums.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, keep it short and sweet, and then it can be on repeat and you'll never get tired of it. Because I think of this, it'll never get overwhelming with like, especially the Ye album and Kit Seagos, since it's pretty short.
What else have you been listening to, Zubin, since we last talked? Because it has been a while.
It's been a while. I don't know. Just like often whatever Spotify's putting on for me. Different things.
Is there anything like that's caught your eye?
I'm
in the
think
past
of, like, new artists. I don't listen to enough new music. You know, that's always a regret. Not discovering enough.
Yeah, I find it very difficult to settle in to new albums. It takes me a while unless my first listen, it really catches me. And Kanye is good at doing that for me. But a lot of other times, people will be talking to me about new stuff. And I don't know, it's just something about, for me, when I listen to it, I'm not trying to listen to a couple songs. I want to listen to the whole thing. And then if I like the whole thing, I'll keep listening to it. But if it doesn't work well together as a project, then it's a lot more difficult for me to continue listening to that person. Which is why I never got through all of Culture 2. I don't plan on it. But that's why I already listened to Ye, I don't know how many times.
Yeah, like the first day it dropped, I remember just being able to listen to it like a few times at work. It's like, start to digest it properly.
Yeah, I think when we're talking about Kanye, it's also important to understand his versatility and what he's able to talk about, because Ye is very focused on his mental health, as crazy as it is. You know, that one part where he's talking about bipolar as his superpower is not a disability, and that raw energy that he has when he talks about that, and comparing that to something like 808s and Heartbreak, where it's a completely different kind of pain, but he's able to talk about that too. And then everything in between, like coming up out of, you know, an art school and getting past all these things. So it's just very impressive, and it just seems that he keeps proving himself as an artist who there's not a lot that he hasn't talked about. And I think that even though he is a bit pretentious, to say the least, with his antics and all, I think that as somebody who is such a great artist, if he didn't have that personality, we wouldn't be paying as much attention
to
him.
Very true.
And he's like probably just a precursor to a lot of the stuff we see now. Like it seems like every SoundCloud rapper going mainstream, it's just got controversy to keep them going.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we were just talking to Narwar off the air for a second about his latest interviews, and he told us that he said he wasn't actually planning on getting Lil Pump, but then Ski Mask hooked him up, or Ski Mask manager hooked him up, which is why it was only a few minutes, but he thought even if he had prepared, it wouldn't be too much longer. I don't know if you saw that one, but
Yeah, it was a solid like 4 minutes or something. Yeah. I think it was an appropriate time for the content of the interview.
Yeah. It was pretty funny hearing Narwar say Esketit. He doesn't know how to say it very well. But
it's a Narwar spin on it.
Yeah. Definitely. Since we're talking about Kanye, I think I'm gonna play a track that's not actually from Kanye. It's from what's his name? I was just talking about this before. Let me just check my play sheet here. It's from Farnsworth Bentley. If you've never heard the name, I hadn't either. He used to work a lot with Puff Daddy. And this is a track that has Andre 3K and Kanye feature on it, and I don't think many people know about it. But I'm going to include the skit and everything. And it's called Everybody. Here it is. All over the country. We can take it to Europe. We can even go to Africa. I ain't never been to Africa. Africa.
Now, I ain't trying to leave my old lady. It's a lot of your old ladies around the country. Goodness.
Hi, so we're ready for colors?
Where?
Your name is Gwen?
Huh?
I have here C-O-L-O-U-R-S.
Cool outrageous lovers of uniquely raw style.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the cool outrageous lovers of uniquely raw style.
Let's go. Don't stop, baby. Don't stop, baby. Don't stop, don't stop me.
I like the way that you move. Do you know how I do?
It's in your hip. I wanna get right between your strips. Use it like Lancome lipstick, scarlet. And frankly, I really do care, my damn. All you will. This is Sarah, fam. Now back to ma'am. I knew that you could move like that. I saw you dance. And now you got the show out, make me a fan. Turn up the fan, we gon' sweat crazy. What's your favorite Gatorade lady? Hadn't been shopping Perrier, Walter, maybe. I hope you ain't hungry, got mashed for no gravy. But we can make some, the best of both juices. We can use this, just some new shit. Make it hot like Crisco, that's how my flow goes. Shawty, you know, if you ain't po, stop being so high po. My music ain't just for the sedity and pretty, it's for.
Simple elegance, looking better when you dance. Chest to the sun with a thoroughbred stance. You gallop to the rhythms of a native drum chant. Your granny must be Navajo. Your mama do rodeo. Your papa do the Savaro. I bite you, ain't no antidotes. The red blouse do arouse. I come at you like a matador does. Attract horny bulls. All the girls are waiting to see which one he pulls. Eeny, meeny, miny, meeny, prenuptial. Enforcer in the Porsche case, the fool wanna duel. You'll cool your fucking jets who wanna be next. Ooh, I'll probably get life if I let one off. So I let him go like a pro. Sir, Andre with an accent. 3-0-0, Benjamin. Lauren is the middle name that was given by my mama. Success was on her brain. Rain, Bentley funds, got the umbrellas. Benjamin got the sweaters. Hey, what more can we sell them? Sun, spring will bring the parasol. Now watch him parasail to entertain us all.
Baby,
yeah.
Don't stop me.
I think I like the way you
don't
move.
Stop, baby.
Don't stop, baby. Don't stop. To
don't
go.
Stop me.
I think I like the way you
don't
move.
Stop, baby.
Don't stop, baby. Don't stop.
Don't stop me.
I think I like the way you
don't
move.
Stop, baby.
Don't stop, baby. Don't stop. To
don't
go.
Stop me.
I think I like the way you
don't
move.
Stop, baby.
Don't stop.
Hello everyone! Is school stressing and is campus safety concerning you? Join UBC Tai Chi Club to de-stress and learn self-defense. Simply search UBC Tai Chi Club on Facebook to receive notifications about our lessons. See you there!
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamonds. diamond rolls. Your people's holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today in these last days until the way to be. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cash, lost tribe of Shabazz, free at last, brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path, the villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes and bend stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding trips to Paris. I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I lick Coretta, Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to willies. It sound foul, but every girl I meet will go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that. Story, how the thugs live in worry. Duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for papes. These are the breaks, many mistakes go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate. We carry weight, trying to get laced. Flip the A, stack the safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cocked hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich. Still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousy. A B felony, strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today in these last days and times.
If I rule the
for today in these last days and times.
If I rule the world,
if I rule,
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
If I rule,
if I rule the world, if I rule the world,
I love them, baby.
All right. Hello, hello. We are back. This is Word on the Street. I just played an older Nas track. We were talking about him earlier. Nasir came out last Friday. That was If I Rule the World featuring Miss Lauryn Hill. And I just wanted to explain a bit about the cover of Nasir. If you haven't seen it, just to give a brief description of what it is, there's five kids, all African-American kids. A couple of them are facing this brick wall, and then three of them are facing the camera. Two of them are holding a toy together, and then two of the other ones are holding guns. and obviously quite a powerful image. But when I saw this, I was like, did they take this for the purpose of the album, or what's the history behind this? And then I saw this article from Complex. So I'm just going to read out from Complex, courtesy of Complex, that this is what is behind this image here. So the image shared by Nas's team Thursday night is a photo of several black children lined up against a brick wall with their hands above their heads. One of the kids is holding a toy robot, while the others are wielding what we assume are toy guns. The image was captured by renowned photojournalist Mary Ellen Mark as a part of a 1988 feature called The War Zone by reporter Jim Atkinson. The story explored the disadvantaged neighborhood of South Dallas, where drugs, violence, and poverty were a part of everyday life. Quote, 10 years ago, this was a working-class neighborhood. Now, criminals dominate the area, Atkinson wrote in the story. Kids learn to play by watching the police, prostitutes work to support their habit, and families try desperately to stay together, unquote. Mark's photography has been showcased in exhibits and galleries across the world. She has been featured in publications such as Rolling Stone, The New York Times, Vanity Fair, and Life. In 2003, she won the Lucy Awards for Outstanding Achievement in Documentary Photography and was given the Outstanding Contribution Photography Award from the World Photography Organization in 2014, about a year before she died at the age of 75. So I just wanted to go over that because I thought it was pretty interesting. And if you go to this article on Complex, you can actually click on the original article from 1988, which summed up the whole thing. And there's not only just this image that they took in Dallas, there's quite a few powerful images featured in that. So pretty interesting stuff. Of course, we're going to address Brockhampton on Jimmy Fallon the past couple days. We've been talking about them all year, pretty much.
Can't stop now.
Yeah, it's pretty much we can't go by a week without saying something about them. So, of course, very proud of them. Come a long ways in the past 10 months from performing at a very small venue here in Vancouver. We're at the Vogue. Now they're on the biggest, you know, late show, one of the biggest late shows on TV. Any initial thoughts on the song itself?
Yeah, I mean, I've only listened to it once, I think. So yeah. I don't think I have. But, like, it didn't catch me as, like, anything too different from, like, what we've previously heard from them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it still was good. And I guess, like, the inclusion of, like, other artists was interesting. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing, like, this new album will probably involve some features.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know for a fact Skrillex has produced with them now, and Rick Rubin.
Skrillex is still around. Yeah. That's a name I haven't heard much since.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but Rick Rubin, very big name to be producing with.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Serpent With Feet was one of the people sitting in the stools. Shout out to him because he'll be here tomorrow in Vancouver. No, wait. My bad. No, yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Okay, at the Biltmore. At the Biltmore. My bad. He'll be here tomorrow. So if you want to see him, because he was just on Jimmy Fallon. I remember we played one of his songs earlier in the show. It was a very interesting cover with him in these cardboard boxes around his body. It was a blue sky in the background. What about you, Aileen? Any thoughts?
I liked Bareface. How he's just, because I feel like he's always, like, doing his own things with his own songs. Like, after I've gone to their show, because before I went to their show, I didn't really listen to them. And he came on, I was like, oh, who's this person? Because that wasn't on stage for the entire show. And then he's just on with the guitar with a beautiful voice. So I really liked his part. And them sitting down was so cute. And they really, I feel like they really absorbed, like, each other's energy instead of what most performers do, try to, like, really present to the audience what they've prepared. But I think they really just, you know, sat down and took their time with their song. I don't like, because I'm a big fan of Matt, I don't like how he didn't have a big part in that song. That really,
three lines.
Yeah,
or something.
That really bothered me. But, you know, I read some things about it, and because he yelled the title, which, no, I Don't Matter, like three times at the end.
Yeah.
Which is, some people say it's symbolic to, like, I guess his role in Brockhampton, like how he's in a part of, heavily a part of so many songs, and I guess it caught quite a lot of people by surprise that that he wasn't very heavily just in the song. But Joba on the piano, boy,
yeah,
so
I was impressed.
So cute, beautiful voice. I'm in love with him, as you guys know. But yeah,
I thought it was interesting they changed the name of the album that's coming out. It was supposed to be Puppy. I think Puppy has now changed to The Best Years of Our Lives. At least that's what it seems. Unless there's another album, who knows? But I'm just speculating here. Also, of course, gotta recognize Ryan Beatty. He is on Bleach.
Yeah.
He sings the hook for that. Everybody knows that hook. And also, I was just reading on Genius about Jasmine Sullivan. And somebody asked, where have I heard of her before? She had a 7-time Grammy-nominated album in 2008, and she's also collaborated with Frank Ocean a lot.
Wow.
So that's interesting. Vocals and production, both on Endless and Blonde from Frank Ocean. So we'll see what the future holds for them. I think a lot of people are starting to want to collaborate with them, and they haven't really done that much at all before. I mean, Jaden Smith was in the promo video a couple months back. A lot of big names. I know they're hanging out with Jamie Foxx. Of course, with Ansel all the time.
All the time. So cute.
Who knows? Maybe they'll get to Kanye one day. Honestly, not
full
too far.
Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the video in the background of them in the beach was a really nice touch. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the cover is for the album, it looks like, or at least the single. And have you guys seen the movie I, Tonya?
Yes, I saw it on the plane.
Yeah, so the song is supposed to be related to that.
And there was a verse. It was like, my life is I, Tonya, something.
Yeah, it's Kevin. Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be about that theme of unstable stardom, which I think Kevin the most has made music about or talked about, and he's very vocal about that. I know in this song he's talking about how he wishes he could just kind of go back to how it was before.
Yeah.
Before he was famous.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
I think with how much they've like how far they've come within the past like 10 months, as you've said, I think the song is really, really relatable. And the message is very interesting is a very interesting concept to kind of wrap your head around in terms of how far they've come, and now, like, maybe it's not what they've expected, but, like, I don't ever want them to stop making music. I would cry for days.
Yeah, I'm just reading here. This is important to us, about the tour dates. It looks like they're still coming. Faded.
Yes. I don't have to sell my ticket.
I need to get mine. Yeah, but elephant in the room, obviously, no Amir. I'm not gonna go too much into that anymore. Regardless, they're going to still come here. They just announced stops in Australia today too.
Yes. And New Zealand.
Yeah. So yeah, looks like they're still gonna hit pretty much the dates starting at the end of June into the rest of the summer, but they did cancel the remaining leg of the U.S. tour that was in earlier June.
Yeah. I'm so proud of them, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have said this before, I think what they did in 2017 is quite unprecedented.
100%.
A trio of albums that good, a trio of albums that Anthony Fantano would rate that good. yeah, it's pretty hard to believe. They've come a long way. I can't wait to see them on TV again and get interviewed all at the same time in a big group.
Yeah.
I mean, it was their debut on TV the other night, and debut on Fallon.
Yeah.
That's huge. So it's very exciting.
I do want to mention Jova again.
Okay.
Him on the piano and stopping to sing towards the audience. Mm-hmm. I really, truly believe, like, I saw them twice while I was in New York in the same weekend. We went to see them on Friday and then decided that we didn't get enough and went back Sunday. And I truly believe that he's the best performer because I saw the documentary by Vice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he stretches before every single show. And I'm a huge believer in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you have to prep yourself before every single performance. And I thought that was really cool. Because I don't think you really see that with musicians and singers.
Right.
Love Jova.
Yeah.
Longevity.
Yeah. It's he's a very, very excellent dancer, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think probably the best.
Very, very raw and freeing moves on stage.
Like a worm or something, honestly.
I don't know if you guys saw like SZA's tweets about how she was worried about she lost her voice.
Yeah, I did.
Like, just kind of just reminded me of that. Like, apparently, I mean, I saw all the comments people initially were like, oh, she's just being dramatic. And like, now, like, they found out, like, she's actually going to be okay. But like,
yeah,
I guess it's a good reminder, like, take care of your voice.
Take care of yourself.
If you're relying on that for your entire job.
Yeah, of course. Good point. Yeah, that was a scare, and I felt pretty fortunate because I saw SZA in May when she came here with pretty much the rest of TDE, minus Isaiah Rashad. Still sad about that. And her voice, I would say, like, very affirmatively, even better in person than on record.
Wow.
Very powerful voice. So I was troubled, but I'm glad she's okay. Yeah. And I saw Punch tweeted out she's all good and she's getting the best help and everything. So I don't think we need to worry too much.
Mm.
I'm going to play a couple more ads and then we'll come back and wrap up the show. Stay tuned. This is Word on the Street. Before a couple of ads, I'm going to play this interesting track by Peter Cottontail, who is affiliated with Chance the Rapper. Mm. Also has Rex Orange County on it. Chance himself, Daniel Caesar, Madison, Ryan Ward, and Yeba. Here it is, Forever Always.
Your melody's so strong. When I think of you, you're a dream come true. What I'm trying to say is that I'll always love you. The only song on my iPod. You're the only CD I keep in the whip. You're my number one song on every playlist. What I'm trying to say that
like breaking up, it takes some making love, it takes some waking up early and making bacon, it takes trips to chase and seeing Nathan when you both been saving up. Patience, perseverance, waiting, dating, taking blatant disrespect from groupies, goofy Satan. Him on my love jack, him on my heart jack, then you my shot, my shit is unconditional. Yeah, y'all fall out every time the caller drop. Yeah, y'all might need a better out of box. Yeah, breaking love is not like breaking up, cause ain't no breaking love, it ain't no faking love, it's giving, taking love, and it won't break. It's made of faith and Savior's blood, babe. We ain't breaking
what
up.
What I'm trying to say is
what you
that
say?
I love.
Forever, no way,
forever,
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 Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at citr.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you are at.
We can not be dangerous, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous.
Hey there. My name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Hello, hello. I'm back for just a quick second. I'm just going to play another track by Death Grips here. This is from You're the Snitch. This is Streaky. I think it was the first single they put out for this album. It's out now. No explicit warning, surprisingly. Here it is. This is Streaky.
Streaky, 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 streaky. Streaky, 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 streaky. Yeah, streaky on the outside. Stand by, dealer, holding franchise. Southside, do me cause it sounds tight. Streaky on the outside. Oh my, yeah. Oh my, yeah. Booty on the outside. Stand by, dealer, holding franchise. Southside, do me cause it sounds tight. Booty on the outside. Oh my, yeah. Flag full of backslide. Bye bye, do me cause it sounds tight. Streaky on the outside. Oh my, yeah. Oh my, streaky on the outside. Stand by, dealer, holding franchise. Bye bye, do me cause it sounds tight. Booty on the outside. Oh my, yeah. Oh my, oh my.
Don't throw it on the ground. Yeah.
Take me to the bank, certify the mount. How I heard about, she's a walkabout. Dream time and now, don't leave your shit around. Take me to the bank, certify the mount. How I heard about, she's a walkabout. Dream time announced. Booty on the outside.
Can't double back, double stack, triple stack. Jetpack, low crack, low tail, grand prize, tank, grand prelack. Might pay the feedback. Speed gap, lost highway, speed neck, deep chain on deck with no grease trap. Hot stake that, one take track. Can't fake that, cut it back, go back, back. Take
my back full of backslide. Bye bye, do me cause it sounds tight. Streaky on the outside. Oh my, yeah. Oh my, yeah. Streaky on the outside. Stand by, dealer, holding franchise. Bye bye, do me cause it sounds tight. Booty on the outside. Oh my, yeah. Oh my, yeah. Oh my, yeah. Booty on the outside.
Carriage in a pinstripe, good to pair glut. Clarify, yeah. Serving dual tailpipe, stick shit, stunt dry, turn on a tail light. Stay alive, learn you how to did right. Bouncing no downside, down for that, you are right. Ghost ride, bout to do a low ride. Low ride, brutal like a cheetah fly. Bonafide, grip or die.
Streaky on the outside. Stand by, dealer, hold the franchise. Southside, do me cause it sounds tight. Streaky on the outside. Oh my, oh my. Booty on the outside. Stand by, dealer, hold the franchise. Southside, do me cause it sounds tight. Booty on the outside. Oh my.
Don't throw it on the ground.
Take me to the bank, certify the mount. How I heard about, yeah. She's a walkabout. Yeah. Dream time and out. Leave your shit around. Take me to the bank, certify the mount. How I heard about, yeah. She's a walkabout. Yeah. Dream time and out. Streaky on the outside.
Hi, this is We're in the Street. We're just wrapping up this hour, and we just wanted to say bye and thank you for listening to those who are listening. We'll be again back next week, the same time. I'm going to try to get a couple rappers from Richmond on. We'll see what happens. You guys want to say bye for a second?
See y'all.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for having me on the show again.
Of course.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. This has been Word on the Street on 101.9 FM.
Woohoo.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Make sure you got a nice bed and welcoming arms to come home to. But time and time and time again, you're only here every now and then. When's it gonna end? People say I'm all them kinds of crazy, cause I'm crazy for you. They say how you love a ghost you can't touch. They ain't wrong, but I just love you too much. So go and call a GP. Baby, say I'm too freaky.
Bigger than giving me up, and I know that she ain't wrong. And I know someday a better man will come along. But your lips got me saying, let bygones be bygones. I don't wanna fucking move on. Boy, why am I so crazy for you? You're so talented and not coming home. But if it ain't you, I'd rather be alone. SOS situation.
I forgot something. Something important I keep forgetting. I need to give a shout out to the next show that's coming on, Jack and Tristan. Very nice when I met them a while back. Their show is called Radio Pizza Party. It says, sorry, there's no pizza. It's a talk and comedy show. Listen to two dudes who know nothing about anything talk about nothing they know about.
Oh, that's so cute.
a show burgeoning with insipid stories about their lives and a severe lack of comedy knowledge. Every week, Jack and Tristan and a special guest randomly select a conversation topic for the entire show, ranging from God to unfortunate roommates. Woven throughout the conversation is a cacophony of segments and games for your listening pleasure. Again, no pizza, sorry. Shout out to Jack and Tristan. Their show will be on at 6 p.m. And thanks again for listening. Last song from us today, this is Come Over by The Internet. Hide your kids for this one. There's some swears. Bye.
I can turn you on with my dirty mind. Say I won't. Worth a try. Puppy love. Butterflies. Made you blush. You made me smile. What you want? Baby, you decide. We grown.
do. Says, I lived a good life, about a thousand women. I said, well, why the tears? He says, because none of them was you. No, he's looking at a photograph. No, of his girlfriend. The video would have shown that, yeah. It sounds a bit gay. Right? It's not gay.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do. Okay. Do you want me to voice it? I
can voice it. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong
mic. I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Support the women of the Downtown East Side and spring into the Scotiabank Charity Challenge on June 24th. Join the Downtown East Side Women's Center in crowdsourcing funds and spreading awareness of their organization, which provides safe space, emergency shelter, basic essentials, and a continuum of support to marginalized women. Go to www.dewc.ca/run-4-dewc for more information.
It like a Rolex, yeah, yeah, baby, you should know that. I mean, je vais t'embrasser toute la soirée, yeah. Je l'ai reconnu dans le feu. All I wanna do is be around you, baby. Quand je te paye tantôt, yeah, je pop dans ce pot, il pense que je suis dans le dos. Moi qui chauffe, puis je tiens pas le bon. Dipped in the sauce, killing the